好，我们下午继续借着好榜样来跟我们作为相互的学习跟勉励。
This afternoon, we'd like to continue study from the examples in the past for mutual encouragement.
我们来看马太福音的18章。
Turn to Matthew 18.
马太福音18章35节。
Verse 35.
三十五节，你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们呢。啊，在这里啊，谈到饶恕的重要。
You talk about the importance of forgiveness.
啊，饶恕是一个成熟基督徒的表现。
It is a sign of a mature Christian.
啊，尤其啊，在哦、啊、这种讲求哦、啊、抗争的世代当中。
In this world of competition,
哦，很容易能彼此得罪，互相啊、有摩擦。
We find oftentimes there are friction between people.
哦，所以更需要有饶恕的心呢。
So we need to have a heart of forgiving.
哦，那这里告诉我们说，我们如果能够从心里啊、来相互饶恕的话
，Here says that if we can forgive from our heart.
哦，我们的天父也要这样的饶恕我们诸多的过犯。
Then our Heavenly Father will also treat us likewise.
哦，人非圣贤，谁能无过
？And as man, none of us is perfect, and we all commit faults.
哦，所以我们需要彼此的互相包容啊、接纳以及饶恕。
So we need to bear and forgive one another.
哦，这样我们才能够得到天父真神的饶恕。
Then our Heavenly Father will forgive us as well.
哦，谈到饶恕，哦，圣经里头有很多的榜样。
In the Bible, we find many examples.
哦，那小弟啊，就举这个约瑟来做一个例子。
We'll use Joseph as an example.
哦，约瑟啊，对于他兄长们的饶恕。
Joseph, he forgave his brothers.
哦，那这个兄长们因为嫉妒约瑟
，and out of jealousy,
哦，把他啊推入到这个流浪到异乡异国。啊，当奴隶的生涯里头。
His brothers sold him into a life of slavery.
哦，那这个时候的约瑟啊，他到底呀 有多大
？And how old was Joseph at that time?、
哦、我们来看《创世纪》的三十七章。
This is Genesis 37.
创世纪三十七章，从第二节来看。
Chapter 37, verse 2.
二节。雅各的纪略如下：约瑟十七岁，与他哥哥们一同牧羊。他是个童子，与他父亲的妾毗拉希帕的儿子们藏在一处。约瑟将他哥哥们的恶行报给他们的父亲。啊，第三节
，verse three，
以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给。约瑟做了一件彩衣，四节。
Verse four。
约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟过于爱他们，就恨约瑟，不与他说和睦的话。哦，在这里呀、啊，谈到约瑟，哦，十七岁的时候啊，他跟他的哥哥们一起在牧羊。
And when he was 17, Joseph he was tending the flock with his brothers.
哦，啊，他常常把哥哥们的恶行跟父亲报告。
And he reported their bad deeds to their father.
哦，并不是因为约瑟他讨厌他的哥哥们。
Not because he hated them.
哦，而是希望能够借着父亲的管教跟劝诫，能改变哥哥们的行为。
Rather, he hoped that his father would counsel them so that they can change their ways.
那加上啊，约瑟是雅各啊年老所生的。
And furthermore, Joseph was born to Israel at his old age.
并且是他所啊，心爱的拉结所生的
，born of his beloved wife Rachel。
哦，所以啊，他看约瑟啊，就如同长子一样。
So in his eyes, Joseph was like the firstborn。
哦，所以啊，约瑟啊，也因此哦，被他的兄长们排挤啊。
So as a result, his brothers were jealous of him。
哦，那最后啊，被他的兄长们哦卖到埃及去。
And he was betrayed and sold to Egypt。
哦，那如果我们从约瑟在埃及后来当了宰相，哦，是三十岁来看的话。
And later Joseph became prime minister in Egypt at the age of 30.
哦，那他在埃及哦， 这一段流浪的生涯总共有17年之久。
We can conclude that he suffered for about
13年之久。
13 years in Egypt.
那13年的岁月对一个17岁的年轻小伙子来讲正是寂寞的年龄，正是充满着幻想的时候。
And for a 17-year-old young man, 13 years, it is a very long time. It's a time where he tried to find a sense of belonging.
但却没有办法得到父母、兄长、甚至师长的照顾跟提携。
But yeah, he cannot find any care and guidance from his fathers, from his brothers.
不但流浪到异国异乡去。
And he was wandering in a foreign land.
既不为打工，也不是求学。
He go there not to work nor to study.
而是去当奴隶的。
Rather, he went there to be a slave.
那约瑟的境遇我们也都晓得。
And Joseph's experience is something that we all know.
后来他被法老的护卫长波提法买了去。
Later, he was a slave in the house of Potiphar.
去当奴隶。
And there he was a slave.
那因为神与约瑟同在。
Because God was with him.
那让约瑟所做的事情都百事顺利。
So all that he did was prosperous.
也因此他的主人波提法破格任用这一个希伯来外地人成为他家里的管家。
And so therefore Potiphar realized that God was with him, so made him the head of all the servants.
把他家一切的事物通通交给约瑟。
And entrusted the entire household to Joseph.
除了自己饮食所需一概都经过约瑟的手。
And everything in the household was in the hand of Joseph.
约瑟随着年纪的增长他那个秀美的外表也凸显出来。
And here it says that Joseph, he was, as he grew, he was a very handsome man.
这个时候他的女主人因为芳心寂寞就看上了约瑟。
And so the master's wife tried to tempt him.
天天以目送情要勾引约瑟。
And try to have him, try to tempt him to sin.
要与约瑟有这个婚外情。
And seeking extramarital infidelity.
对好不容易摆脱奴隶苦日子的约瑟来说
，And for Joseph who has just escaped slavery.
这真是一个天人交战的时候。
This was a time of great temptation.
按照肉体的情欲来说。
And from the physical sense.
对一般人来讲，这真是一个好机会。
For ordinary people, this would seem to be a good opportunity.
这是一个艳遇
And this is a desire of the flesh.
但对约瑟来说
But for Joseph,
他却不这么认为。
He did not think so.
我们来看看这一段的经过。
And if we study this passage,
我们看创世纪的39章。
Genesis 39.
39章第七节。
Verse 7.
七节，这是以后约瑟的主人的妻子以目送情给约瑟说：“你与我同寝吧。”八节，约瑟不从，对他主人的妻说：“看哪，一切家务我主人都不知道，他把所有的都交在我手里。”九节
，verse nine，
在这家里没有比我大的，并且他没有留下一样不交给我，只留下你，因为你是他的妻子，我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？在这里我们考虑约瑟拒绝他女主人的这个邀请的理由
Here Joseph refused the master's wife's advances.
拒绝他成为女主人怒目之宾的理由并不是因为没有人知道。
Not because nobody was around.
也不是主人的信任。
And not because of the trust of the master.
而是他对神的这个敬畏。
But because of his fear of God.
约瑟的主人对约瑟有提拔之恩。
Joseph's master promoted him.
从这个奴隶的生涯让他成为管家。
From a slave to the chief servant of the household.
但是这并不是约瑟他不犯罪的理由。
This was not the reason why Joseph did not sin.
他最主要不犯罪的理由是因为敬畏神，不敢做出得罪神的事情。
Rather, they fear God and did not want to sin against God.
落花有情啊，落花有意啊，流水无情哦。那约瑟下场啊，我们也可以想象得到哦，他拒绝了女主人之后，反而被女主人控告。
So as a result, he was falsely accused.
哦，啊，女主人控告约瑟要非礼他。
That Joseph tried to take advantage of her.
哦，所以啊，这个波提法在盛怒之下，哦，也不分青红皂白，就把约瑟关到王室的监牢里头。
So Potiphar, he put Joseph in prison.
哦，那这个国王的监牢不比一般的监牢啊。
And this was a king's prison.
哦，可以说是监牢中的监牢。
This was the heavily guarded prison.
哦，这个不是政治犯啊，啊，就是哦，这个王所不喜欢的人呢、
啊。Either these are political prisoners or people that the king dislike.
哦，所以约瑟啊，要重见天日啊，真是比登山还难啊。
So Joseph was in the prison and he was not able to get out.
哦，但是神与约瑟同在。
But God was with him.
哦，让约瑟啊，在监牢里头啊，也能够诸事顺利。
So that he was prosperous even when he was in prison.
哦，这时典狱长啊，也把所有的事情通通交给约瑟办理。
So the warden put Joseph in charge of all the prisoners.
哦，那虽然啊，在监牢里头能够啊，过着比较好的待遇。
So even though he lived well in prison,
但是啊，约瑟还是希望能够重见天日。
But Joseph wanted to get out.
哦，他更希望啊，有朝一日能够回家看看老爸爸。
He wanted to go home to see his father.
哦，他在监牢里头啊，哦，他遇到了当时哦，这个法老王所下到监牢的膳长跟酒正。
And in the prison, he met the cupbearer and the baker.
哦，那也因替他们两个人的解梦啊，而且梦境成真啊，哦啊，这个膳长被砍头，酒正官复原职。
And he interpreted the their dreams for them, and one was beheaded, the other was released.
好、哦，那在这个酒正要出狱之前呢、啊，约瑟托酒正啊，能够替他平反申冤呢。
And so Joseph told the cupbearer that when you go out, when you're released, please also bring me out of prison.
哦，他没想到这个酒正一出狱啊，就把这件事情给忘了。
But the cupbearer forgot about this matter.
哎，两年以后啊。
And it was not until two years later.
当法老王同样做了梦而不知道这个梦的意思。
That was when the Pharaoh had a dream and he forgot about it.
哦，这个酒正啊，才想起两年前。这个约瑟
，Only then did the cupbearer remember about Joseph.
哦，换句话说啊，约瑟哦，在监牢里头多蹲了两年的苦窑。
Joseph had to suffer for two additional years in prison.
哦，那、直到这个法老王召见他。
So the Pharaoh summoned him.
哦，他替法老解了梦之后
，And after interpreted the Pharaoh's dream.
哦，法老立他为埃及全地的宰相
，Joseph made Pharaoh made him the prime minister of Egypt。
哦，所以这个时候啊，约瑟才总算是出头了。
So Joseph was free。
哦，那圣经上记载，约瑟当宰相的时候是30岁。
When he became prime minister, he was 30。
哦，所以换句话说哈、哦，约瑟在埃及从奴隶哦，或以及这个啊、当这个。囚犯的时间呢、啊，哦，比较多啊。
And so in Egypt, Joseph spent many years as a prisoner.
哦，当中虽然啊、短暂当过管家
，even though he was also a housekeeper.
哦，但总是啊啊、这个哦苦日子比较多啊。
But he spent many years in prison.
哦，那这一切的苦难呢、啊，都要归功于啊他这些兄长们的残忍。
He suffered at the hands of his brother.
哦，所以当啊、后来哦，这个约瑟把他的兄长跟父亲呢、啊、接到埃及去。
Later, he was able to bring his family, his father and brothers, to Egypt.
哦，啊、好好的照顾他们，直到他的老爸爸雅各离世。
To care for them until his father passed away.
创世纪的47:28那边记载。
So in Genesis chapter 47,
哦，说雅各啊住在埃及地有啊17年呢。
That Jacob he lived in the Egypt for 17 years.
哦，换句话说哈、哦，约瑟啊奉养他爸爸啊，并且 也照顾他这些哥哥们以及哥哥们的家属有17年之久。
Let's say that Joseph was able to care for his father and his brothers for 17 years.
13年的流浪生涯再加上17年的善待他的兄长们。
For 13 years, he suffered as a prisoner, and for another 17 years, he took care of them.
总共有30年。30年之久哦。
And that was about the total of the 30 years.
我们想想看，人生有几个30年哦。
And so 30 years, it is a very long time.
约瑟他忍受他哥哥们的苦害，以及以善报恶总共加起来有30年的时间呢。
So for 30 years, Joseph he did not repay evil. With evil, but yet he repaid good with evil.
所以当老爸爸雅各离世之后
，when his father was passing away,
他的这个哥哥们就很害怕
，his brothers were afraid.
生怕这个约瑟来跟他们算这个秋后账
，was afraid that Joseph would pay retribution.
来报当年苦害之仇
to repay what the brothers did to him.
所以就找人来说好话了。
And so the brothers came to talk to Joseph.
我们来看这一段的记载。创世纪的50章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 50.
50章我们请看15节。
Verse 15.
50章15节，约瑟的哥哥们见父亲死了，就说：或者约瑟怀恨我们，照着我们从前待他一切的恶足足的报复我们。16节
Verse 16.
他们就打发人去见约瑟说：你父亲未死已先吩咐说。17节
17.
你们要对约瑟这样说：从前你哥哥们恶待你，求你饶恕他们的过犯和罪恶，如今求你饶恕你父亲神之仆人的过犯。他们对约瑟说这话，约瑟就哭了。18节
18.
他的哥哥们又来俯伏在他面前说：我们是你的仆人。19节
19.
约瑟对他们说：不要害怕，我岂能替代神呢？20节
Verse 20.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。21节
Verse 21.
现在你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的妇人孩子。于是约瑟用亲爱的话回安慰他们。这里谈到哥哥们的害怕。
You will see that his brothers were afraid.
哥哥们害怕约瑟报复啊。
That he will have a grudge and pay back.
在那个以牙还牙、以眼还眼的时代里头啊。
That was a generation of a tooth for a tooth.
约瑟是有十足的理由可以报复他的哥哥们。
Joseph have every reason to pay back.
十三年的这个流浪异乡异地奴隶的生活。
For 13 years of suffering in slavery.
蹲苦窑的日子。
For 13 years of pain and suffering.
对故乡的思念。
Is thoughts about his brother and his homeland.
对这个父亲亲人的想念。
And his thinking about his old home.
约瑟真的是有理由可以报复他哥哥以前加注在他身上的这些残忍。
Joseph could have paid back for all the wrong that they did to him.
但是约瑟没有这样做。
But he did not.
约瑟也不是没有能力报复他的哥哥们。
It is not that he was unable.
这个时候的约瑟是一人之下万人之上的埃及地宰相。
He was the prime minister of Egypt.
他说话就算。
And whatever you say is done.
难怪他的哥哥们会害怕。
So that is why his brothers were afraid.
请人来说好话。
And wanted to make peace.
跪在约瑟面前来求饶恕啊。
And they came and bowed before Joseph and asked for forgiveness.
我们看到约瑟对于这一件事情他的态度是什么。
And so what did Joseph do?
约瑟说你们不要害怕。
Joseph told them that do not be afraid.
我岂能替代神呢？
Am I in the place of God?
约瑟为什么不报复？
Why did he not pay back for all the wrong they did?
13年的苦啊。
For 13 years of pain and suffering.
17 年的辛劳啊。
And 17 years of hardship.
哦，总共30年呢。
And that's a total of 30 years.
哦，约瑟不报复。
But Joseph, he would not pay back for their wrong.
因为他知道他不能替代神。
Because he knew that he is not in God's place.
哦，今天我们都是神的儿女。
Today we are children of God.
我们都是神用重价所赎回来的。
We have been redeemed with a great price.
哦，弟兄姐妹在信仰生活当中
，in our life of faith.
哦，经常啊，神为了让我们能够得造就
，and for us to be edified.
哦，凡事啊就互相效力，要让爱神的人得益处。
All things work together for those who love God.
哦，所以我们会因为有不同的看法，甚至误解。有所摩擦
and because of different interpretations and different reasons, there might be friction among us.
哦，但是无论如何啊，无论对错啊，总要记着。
And so, no matter right or wrong, we need to remember.
我们不能够替代神。
That we are not in the place of God.
哦，大卫啊，曾经这样对待扫罗。
David and Saul.
他有两次的机会可以结束他流亡的生活。
David could have killed Saul in two different instances.
扫罗啊，因为嫉妒大卫啊，所以整天要追杀他。
Saul was jealous of David and wanted to kill him.
哦，那大卫啊，每天过着逃亡、胆战心惊的日子。
So David was fleeing away from Saul.
哦，有两次的机会。
He had two opportunities.
哦，大卫啊，可以结束他的苦日子。
That he could end his life of fleeing.
可以不再逃亡。
He could settle down.
但是大卫他并没有这么做。
But David did not take the opportunity.
因为他不敢伸手伤害神的受膏者。
Because he would not stretch out against God's anointed.
哦，他宁可等候神自己出手。
He rather wait for God.
哦，或是这个出征战死。
You rather wait for Saul to die in battle.
或者是生老病死。
Or rather for Saul to die of old age.
哦，无论如何啊，大卫不敢伸手伤害这个扫罗，因为他是神的受膏者。
No matter what, he was not willing to take things into his own hand.
哦，不但他不伸手伤害，他还阻止别人不伤害扫罗。
He also resists his followers from killing Saul.
因为他知道。
Because he knew,
没有人能够替代神。
No one can take the place of God.
哦，所以今天如果我们有这样的一个态度跟观念
，Today if we have this type of concept,
哦，我们呢、啊、就不至于陷入到这个相咬相吞的境这个地步啊。
Then we will not fall into this type of situation.
啊，做出这个仇者快，轻者痛魔鬼拍手的。哦，这种勾当。
We not follow the temptation set by Satan.
哦，这个是我们看到这个约瑟哈、哦，他之所以不报仇，能饶恕他兄长的第一个原因。
So this is the reason why Joseph would not avenge.
哦，他知道自己不是神。
Because he knew that he was not God.
不能够替代神。
Not in the place of God.
哦，那第二个。
The second.
哦，神的意思原是好的。
The God's intention was good.
哦，他知道说原来这一切的安排啊，都是神的旨意了。
He realized that all these were arranged by God.
哦，为了要成就今日的光景，为了要保全许多人的性命。
And to bring to pass what is done and to save many lives.
哦，我们想想看，这个约瑟要当埃及全地的宰相。
For Joseph to be prime minister.
哦，如果照一般的程序跟管道，几乎是不可能办到的。
And for that to be done through normal channels, it is not possible.
哦，更何况是一个阶下囚，更何况是一个奴隶。
And he was a prisoner.
哦，怎么能够成为这个一人之下、万人之上的埃及宰相
？How could a prisoner become prime minister?
哦，但是在神奇妙的安排之下。
But under God's guidance,
哦，这个这个奴隶的身份
，and being a prisoner,
哦，甚至这个监牢的这个环境
，in living in a prison,
哦，成为啊约瑟登上这个埃及宰相的直达车。
Became a direct path for that led him to become prime minister.
这个是神奇妙的安排。
And this was through God's arrangement.
哦，也因为约瑟成为埃及的宰相。
And because he was prime minister of Egypt.
哦，他不但保全了他的家人。
Not only he saved his family,
哦, 啊, 也成就了神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
He also accomplished God, what God had promised Abraham.
哦, 以及神要拯救全人类的救恩计划。
And also the plan of salvation of God.
哦, 这个啊, 都是约瑟他不知道的。
And this was something that was unbeknownst to Joseph.
尤其在苦难当中,
in times of suffering,
在监牢里头,
in prison,
哦, 他不晓得的事情,
this was something that he did not realize.
但是现在他知道了,
but now he knows,
哦, 原来一切都是神美好的旨意,
that God had intended it for the good.
哦, 既然知道, 啊, 是出于神的,
since this is the will of God,
哦, 那何愁之有呢?
Then there's no sense to be sad.
就能够饶恕他的兄长。
He was willing to forgive.
哦, 这个是约瑟能够饶恕兄长们的两个理由。
So these are the two reasons why he forgave.
哦, 知道自己的身份。
He knew his own position.
知道神的旨意。
He knew God's will.
哦, 所以很多时候我们在圣公推动的同时啊，哦，为了一些观念，为了一些做法，哦，我们有所争执，哦，甚至啊，互相不让的时候。
In times of sometimes in the matter of church holy work, we may have a difference of opinion.
哦，不妨啊，想想约瑟。
So we should think about Joseph.
没有人能够替代神的。
No one can take the place of God.
哦，啊，也没有人呐，能够哦，完全明白神的旨意。
And no one can fully know the will of God.
哦，所以唯有在神的带领之下。
Only under God's guidance.
哦，我们人能做的就是彼此的饶恕，互相的包容。
What we can do is to forgive one another.
今天神没有把审判的权力交给人。
Today, we do not have the power to judge.
哦，但是神却把比审判更大的权力交给人了。
But God gave us this authority.
哦，就是饶恕。
To forgive.
因为饶恕是向审判夸胜。
Because through forgiveness, we can overcome judgment.
哦，这个是我们从约瑟这个榜样所学到的。
And so this is what we can learn from Joseph.
哦，我们如果能够从心中彼此饶恕。
If we can forgive from the heart.
我们也必能够得着人的饶恕。
And we can receive the forgiveness from others.
更能够得着天父真神的饶恕。
And the forgiveness of our Heavenly Father.
拥有一个和谐的人生。
And to have a harmonious life.
有时候，哦，这个仇恨啊，是很重的包袱啊。
And many times that this type of hatred is a very heavy burden.
也是很大的伤害。
It is a great harm.
哦，如果能够从仇恨当中被释放出来。
If we can be free from this type of hatred.
哦，那未尝啊，不是一个赞美神、感谢神的事情。
Then it would be a very wonderful thing.
哦，所以这个饶恕很重要哦。
So it is important to forgive.
哦，那接下来啊，我们再来分享另外一位。我们来谈啊，这个摩西啊。
We like to study from the example of Moses.
啊，圣经勉励我们不能够徒受神的恩惠。
The Bible tells us that we should not receive the grace of God in vain.
哦，那我们要怎么回报神
？So how do we repay God?
哦，就是借着我们对神的服事。
It is by serving God.
那谈到服事啊，我们就必须要忠心了。
And to be a faithful servant.
哦，因为圣经要求哦，在神家侍奉的人哦，要求神家的管家们就是忠心。
To serve in the household of God, we need to be faithful.
那谈到忠心呢、啊？哦，我们不谈哦，不能不谈这个摩西啊。
When we talk about faithful in the house of God, we talk about Moses.
哦，我们看到、啊、摩西哈、哦，神对他怎么说哈、
哦、？How did God describe Moses?
我们来看民数记。
Let's turn to Numbers.
民数记，请看十二章。
Numbers chapter 12.
第七节
，Verse 7，
民数记十二章七节，我的仆人摩西不是这样的，他是在我全家尽忠的。哦，这是当摩西啊，被他的兄长哈、哦，被他的哥哥啊、这个亚伦以及姐姐米利安啊控告的控诉的时候
，When Moses was accused by Miriam and Aaron，
哦，神亲自替摩西来申辩。
God spoke out for Moses.
神说摩西啊，是在他全家尽忠的。
God says that he is faithful in all my house.
所以摩西啊，在神的家服事是忠心的。
Moses was a faithful servant of God.
啊，为什么神会说摩西在他的家，就是神家里头的服事啊，是忠心的？
So why did God say that Moses was faithful?
哦，我们可以从两件事情来做思考。
And we can discuss from two things.
哦，首先呢，我们来看这个金牛犊事件哦。
The incident of the golden calf.
我们来看出埃及记的三十二章。
Let's turn to Exodus 32.
出埃及记三十二章。
Exodus 32.
哦，这里记载着摩西啊上山去领取十诫。
Moses was receiving the commandments.
哦，山底下就开始变质了哦。
But at the foot of the mountain, things were happening.
哦，这个以色列的百姓见这个摩西迟迟不下山，所以纷纷聚集到他的哥哥亚伦那里去。
When the people realized that Moses was not coming down, they asked Aaron.
要亚伦呐为他们做这个做个神像来替代摩西。
And to make for them an idol image of a golden calf.
哦，那亚伦呐因为惧于这个群众的压力。
And because of the oppression by the crowd.
哦，所以就顺从这些百姓们的要求啊，就铸了一只金牛犊出来了。
So Aaron, with the support of the crowd, he made a golden calf.
哦，所以百姓们呢，就拜起牛犊了。
And so the people began to offer sacrifice to it.
哦，虽然名义上啊，称牛犊为带领他们的这个真神。
Treated this golden calf as the one who brought them out of Egypt.
哦，称他称要为耶和华神来守节。
That they are to offer sacrifice and feasts to this idol.
吃喝玩乐起来了。
And they started to marry and make sacrifice.
哎，那结果这个事情就犯了神的这个惹神的愤怒啊。
So God was angry.
那摩西也因此怒碎了这个法板。
And so Moses, he broke the two tablets of stone.
因为这个时候的百姓已经不配来领受神的诫命。
People was unworthy to receive God's commandments.
他并且让这个神的选民在这个仇敌当中成为笑谈。
And the people of Israel became a ridicule among all the people.
那当时这个势力之大甚至后来摩西要求以色列百姓站在神这边清理门户。
And so even Moses asked the people to stand on this side or on the other side.
利未的子孙站到神这边来。
The sons of Levi stood on the side of God.
光那一天杀掉这个悖逆的百姓就3000人之多。
And on that day, 3,000 of the rebellious people were killed.
所以可想当时这个悖逆神的派势之大。
So we can see that was a great rebellion.
难怪连亚伦都害怕。
Even Aaron was afraid.
那在这种情况之下。
So under such type of circumstances.
我们看到摩西他怎么样。
And how did Moses react?
我们来看出埃及记的32章看30节。
Let's read chapter 32 verse 30.
30节到了第二天摩西对百姓说你们犯了大罪我如今要上耶和华神那里去或者可以为你们赎罪。31节。
31.
摩西回到耶和华神那里说这百姓犯了大罪为自己做了金像。32节。
32.
倘或你肯赦免他们的罪不然求你从你所写的册上涂抹我的名。在这里我们看到说摩西为着这些犯罪的百姓向神来求赦免。
Moses prayed to God for the sake of the people.
甚至不惜以自己在生命册上的名分来做交换。
Even willing to exchange his name being blotted out from the book of life.
我们还记得摩西在这个蒙神选召的时候是三番四次的推脱。
When God called Moses in a burning bush, Moses refused.
因为 这是一个苦差事啊。
Because he knew that this was a difficult task.
以色列百姓也真的不是很可爱的。
And the Israelites, they were not people who he would like.
哦，他们常发怨言。
They often murmur and complain against God.
多次啊，哦，拿石头打死摩西亚。
They wanted to stone Moses and Aaron.
哦，不要说亚伦害怕，我看摩西也很害怕。
Both Moses and Aaron, they were in fear.
哦，甚至摩西啊，啊，有一次还向神求死啊。
Moses once even asked God to take his life.
哦，因为觉得这个是个苦差事啊。
Because this was a very difficult journey.
哦，我们来看民数记的十一章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 11.
民数记十一章。
Numbers 11.
十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节，摩西对耶和华神说啊，你为何苦待仆人？我为何不在你眼前蒙恩，竟把这管理百姓的重任加在我身上呢？十二节。
Verse 12.
这百姓岂是我怀的胎，岂是我生下来的呢？你竟对我说，把他们抱在怀里，如养育之父抱吃奶的孩子，直抱到你岂是应许给他们祖宗的地去？十三节。
13.
我从哪里得肉给这百姓吃呢？他们都向我哭嚎说：“你们啊，你给我们肉吃吧。”十四节。
Verse 14.
管理这百姓的责任太重了，我独自担当不起。十五节。
15.
你这样待我，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你立时将我杀了，不叫我见自己的苦情。啊，这是啊，当百姓向摩西要肉吃的时候啊。
Here the people ask for meat.
啊，这个摩西再也受不了这些百姓们了。
And Moses could no longer endure the people.
哦，他向神请求啊，干脆啊，啊，把我杀了算了。
He asked God to put him to death right away.
哦，这些人呐，又不是我生的。
Because he did not give birth to them.
要我像父亲一样带他们。
But I have to take care of them like a father.
实在是做不到啊。
It is very difficult.
哦，所以啊，他向神来求死。
So he asked God to take his life.
哦，所以在百姓犯了大罪之后。
So after the people sin.
哦，以这个牛犊、金牛犊来取代神。
They used the golden calf in the place of God.
摩西啊，还是替这一些百姓来向神祈求。
But still, Moses pleaded to God.
求神赦免。
To forgive them.
哦，甚至不惜啊，把自己生命册上的名分来跟神做条件的交换。
And even wanting to give up his own name in the book of life.
哦，所以我们看到摩西他很忠心。
Moses was faithful indeed.
他忠于神所托付给他的百姓。
Faithful in caring for God's people.
哦，忠于神所给他的工作。
Faithful in the work that was entrusted.
为这些百姓找好处。
And to seek what is good for the people.
而不是为自己找好处。
And not his own good.
哦，所以我们看到摩西真的是在神家忠心啊。
So Moses was faithful.
哎，今天啊，哦，忠不忠心也可以从哦我们侍奉对于侍奉的工作参与投入的程度来看。
So whether or not we are faithful, we can judge from our contribution in the work of God.
哦，如果我们很忠心
，If we are truly faithful,
我们绝对会对于哦我们所承接负责的工作尽忠。
We'll be faithful in the work that is entrusted to us.
以完成这些工作。这些使命为优先考虑
，and to prioritize our work in finishing these work that was entrusted.
哦，以圣功为重
，and to place importance in the holy work.
以造就弟兄姐妹为优先
，and to prioritize our the needs of our brothers and sisters.
这个才是忠心哦
，and that is faithful.
好，那再来看另外一个事件。
So in another incident.
在民数记的十四章那里记载。
In Numbers chapter 14.
哦，当这个神带领以色列百姓接近迦南地的时候。
When they were at the borders of Canaan.
哦，神为了要让以色列百姓明白说啊，带他们来到应许给他们祖先的地啊，真的就是牛奶与蜜之地。
God wanted them to know that the land that God promised them is indeed land flowing with milk and honey.
哦，所以要摩西啊，从各支派当中啊，选出探子来去窥探地。
He wanted Moses to choose some spies to go and spy the land.
哎，经过40天的窥探。
And after 40 days,
哦，这些探子们回来报告了。
The spies came back and reported.
哦，他们说啊， 那个地果然是牛奶与蜜之地、啊、
That the land is indeed very wonderful.
哦，神应许给我们祖先的地啊，真的不错。
It is indeed the land of promise.
哦，啊，其中的十个探子啊。
But ten among them.
哦，却有另外的看法哦。
They also reported.
哦，认为说啊，那个地哦的百姓啊，强壮，诚意也坚固宽大。
That the people of the land are very fierce and powerful.
哦啊，他们看我们也好，甚至我们看我们自己也好，都像蚱蜢一样。
We are like grasshoppers in their eyes.
哦啊，为今之计啊，就是想好转好回埃及去吧。
And so they rather just turn around and go back to Egypt.
哇，这是个报告啊，让全以色列会众的心都消化了。
And when they heard the report, the people started to cry.
哦，同样的怨声再起啊。
They had started to complain.
哦，这个时候就只有约书亚跟加勒啊，哦，这个凭着信心呐、啊，哦，在勉励群众啊，哦，一定要上那个地啊去得为业。
Only Joshua and Caleb was able to report the good news that that they can go up and inherit the land.
但是失控的群众啊，甚至说要拿起石头打死他们两个人呢、啊。
But the people wanted to stone them.
哦，这个时候神出现哦。
And so God appeared.
我们来看这十一节哦。
Let's read verse 11.
民数记十四章十一节。
Numbers 14 verse 11.
十一节，耶和华神对摩西说：“这百姓藐视我，要到几时呢？”我在他们中间行了这一切的神迹，他们还不信我，要到几时呢？十二节
，verse 12、
啊、我要用瘟疫击杀他们，使他们不得承受那地，叫你的后裔成为大国，比他们强盛。好、啊，这个时候神呐、啊，叫哦这个摩西呀、啊，哎，摩西你闪开一点哈，站开一点。
So God told Moses to stand aside.
哦，我也受不了这一群悖逆、顽梗悖逆的百姓。
And he himself could not stand the people.
哦，我要用瘟疫啊来击杀他们。
I will send a plague among them.
哎，一刹那、一眨眼啊，死光光啊。
In a matter of seconds, the people will all be killed.
然后啊，我给他们祖先的应许啊，哎，由你摩西还有摩西你的后代来承接吧。
And the my promise to their forefathers will be inherited by you and your family.
哦，如果换做别人呢、啊？哎，这个是个好机会啊。
And some might think that this is a good idea.
哦啊，由我后代来承接哦，接续正统。
For my descendants to carry on.
哦，这个求都求不到的。
And so this is something that is quite rare.、
哦、那至少啊也不表意见吧。
Or rather, he could have no opinion.
哦，神啊，你要怎么样就怎么样吧。
Whatever God you would like to do, just do it.
我没有意见。
I have no opinion.
哦，但是我们看看摩西，不但不是没有意见啊，他也有意见。
Moses, he had his own opinion.
他是什么意见？我们来看一下哦。
And if we study this passage,
哦，我们继续看十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节，摩西对耶和华神说：“埃及人必听见这事。”因为你曾施展大能，将这百姓从他们中间领上来。十四节
，14，
埃及人要将这事传给迦南地的居民，那民已经听见你耶和华神是在这百姓中间，因为你面对面被人看见，有你的云彩停在他们以上，你日间在云柱中，夜间在火柱中，在他们前面行。十五节
，15，
如今你若把这百姓杀了，如杀一人。那些听见你名声的列邦必议论说，十六节
，verse 16，
耶和华神因为不能把这百姓领进他向他们起誓应许之地，所以在旷野把他们杀了。十七节
，17，
现在求主大显能力，照你所说过的话说。十八节
，18，
耶和华神不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱，赦免罪孽和过犯，万不疑有罪的为无罪，必追讨他们的罪，自父及子，直到三世代。十九节
，19，
求你照你的大慈爱赦免这百姓的罪孽，好像你从埃及到如今常赦免他们一样。好，二十节
，and verse 20，
耶和华神说：“我照着你的话赦免他们。”啊，在这里我们看到这个摩西有意见哦。
Yeah, this was what Moses said to God.
哦，摩西啊，反对神这样做。
He did not want to follow what God had proposed.
为什么他反对
And why so?
因为他完全顾及到神的名誉。
Because he was concerned about God's name.
神在以色列百姓当中，这是当时列班大家都知道的。
And God was the Israelites were the people of God.
哦，神对以色列百姓的应许也是普天下的人都晓得。
And God's promise to them was also known to all.
那如果现在神大发烈怒啊，把这些百姓统统击杀了
？If God were to be angry at them and destroy them all.
哦，那所有列班普天之下的人就会议论神你啊，是一个哈、哦、这个因为不能够把百姓领进他们。应许之地啊，所以啊，中途啊就把他们通通杀掉。
And now they will say that the Egyptians will hear about it and know that God was unable to bring them into the land of promise and kill them instead.
那神你的名声，要放到哪里去
？And the name of God will not be glorified.
哦，所以摩西啊，顾虑到神的名声啊。
So this is the concerns of Moses.
求神赦免百姓。
He prayed to God to forgive them.
如同往常啊。从埃及地直到如今一样
Just as he had pardoned them from the time they left Egypt until now、
哦、所以摩西放弃了神给他接替以色列百姓正统的条件
So Moses was not willing to be the only ones who were to bear God's promise、
哦、他不要这样的机会
He did not want this opportunity
为什么
And why?
因为他忠于神
Because he was faithful
他考虑到神的名誉
He was concerned about the name of God
考虑到神的荣耀
He was concerned about the glory of God
就算对自己有好处
Even though it was good for him
他也万不接受
But he was unwilling to accept、
哦、所以从这里我们也可以看到忠心、哦、
So here we can see Moses' faithfulness
什么是忠心
What does it mean to be faithful?
忠于神
To be faithful to God、
哦、忠一切、啊、考虑都是考虑到神本身
And to be concerned about the name of God
神的荣耀
The glory of God
神的好处
The goodness of God
不是考虑自己
And not only his own good、哦、
这个就是忠心的表现
So this is a sign of being faithful、
哦、所以、啊、我们、可以、看出、哦、摩西他的忠心、啊、
So we can see Moses was truly faithful、
哦、忠于神
He was faithful to God
忠于神所交付的百姓
He was faithful to the people of God
摩西真是在神家全然尽忠的工人
So Moses truly was faithful in the house of God、
哦、所以我们、从刚刚的分享里头
And so from our sharing、
哦、我们再来回顾我们自己的信仰生活跟侍奉生活
If we reflect upon our lives and our life of faith、
哦我们从亚伯拉罕学习信心
From Abraham we learn about faith
从以撒学习顺服
From Isaac, submission、
哦、我们从约瑟学习到饶恕
From Joseph, we learn forgiveness
我们从摩西学到忠心
And from Moses, we learn faithfulness
愿这些、信仰的好榜样
And may these examples of our faith、
哦、愿这些素习的典范、啊、能够藏在我们的心中
May these examples of these ancient saints be often in our hearts
做我们共同的效法
Be examples for our emulation
我们再来唱诗
Let's all sing hymn
244首
244